This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, we ask and answer the all-important question, is change possible for me? Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. Inside Out Weight Loss is about the inner journey of outer transformation. It's about multi-level weight loss. Now, what the heck does that mean? You can think of multi-level weight loss as mind, body, spirit weight loss. In other words, where a diet program will tell you how to change your behavior, eat less, eat these foods in these ways, it will rarely give you more than a few tips about motivation, about how to get yourself to do what they tell you to do. Because come on, it's not like you don't know what you should be doing. You just aren't doing it. And if you don't know what you should be doing, there is plenty of information out there. And it all boils down to eat lots of plant-based foods as close to their natural state as possible. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you're satisfied. That's pretty much it. Stay away from processed foods. Yes, let's add that one just for a little extra detail. But there's not a whole lot more to it than that. On the exercise front, move more. 30 minutes a day is a great way to go. Maybe more than that. Maybe up your intensity. Maybe vary your workout. Maybe take the stairs instead of the elevator or the escalator. You know, get your body moving. It's all pretty clear. We understand it all well enough. It's just a matter of doing it. How do we get ourselves to do it consistently? In fact, how could we get ourselves to like doing it, to enjoy doing it? Well, that's what Inside Out Weight Loss is all about, the motivation piece. And in order to really have thorough motivation, motivation that will keep you happily craving the veggies and moving your body, we do it at many different levels. We certainly know what to do at the behavior level, but we also go into your thoughts. What kind of thoughts do you think? We go into your beliefs. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe is possible? We go into your identity. Who do you see yourself as? Do you see yourself as a fat, lazy slob or a student of life, learning every day and gaining more and more competency, proficiency as you go? Do you believe that your slip-ups actually contribute to your success? Do you believe you're worth success? These are the things that we address here. We even go into the soul and spirit level. Because when you change at these levels, when all of these levels are aligned, they conspire to your benefit. Yes, it's weight loss conspiracy theory, and you are the winner. Front to back, back to front, in to out, and out to in. That is what Inside Out Weight Loss is all about. And we're in the middle of a Back to Basics series. And I also encourage you to go back to the very beginning of these podcasts. Go to personallifemedia.com, because most people access these episodes from iTunes, where the most recent three are always available, and scroll down the page at personallifemedia.com/IOWL until you find the very earliest episodes, the prelude, episodes 1 through 20 through 40. You'll learn the basics there. So I encourage you to go there and soak it all in. Like the listener I just spoke to the other day, who's down 40 pounds already. She's gone from the obese category to the overweight category, and now is looking at healthy, normal weight. Have I mentioned that I love to hear from you guys? Friend me on Facebook. You can find me at renee@personallifemedia.com. Send me a friend request and post on my wall what Inside Out Weight Loss has done for you. I'd love to know. And so would a lot of other listeners, I bet. And of course, as we sink even deeper into this week's episode, I invite you to sink even deeper in to your own experience. There's the sound of my voice, of course. There's the way that you're supported by the chair you're sitting in, the earth you're standing on, or walking or running on, and there's the light coming in through your eyes, all of which actually allow you to go deeper now. Some people who've been listening for a while tell me that the sound of my voice just takes them to that delightful, relaxed place deep inside, where positive change happens, where evolution, where kindness lives. Oh, you say, kindness. I don't know that there's any kindness in there. I don't like myself. I'm too fat. I'm too this. I'm too dumb. I'm too that. And if that's what you're noticing, just simply allow yourself to go even deeper, deeper still to the level of kindness. It may be hidden underneath some other layers. Remember, this is a multi-layer program, so allow yourself to sink even deeper to that place beneath judgment, beneath evaluation, that place where all is well and all will be well. Kindness and compassion. They can be quiet and subtle and so pervasive that you barely even notice them there, like the quiet student sitting in the classroom who's transformed simply by your very presence and open heart. Perhaps you've had a teacher like that, whose presence and open heart turned you into a sponge for learning and growth. So if you don't believe me yet that it's there, relax. It'll tap you on the shoulder when you least expect it, stunning you with the gentleness of unconditional self-acceptance. Perhaps you'd like to set an intention for today and this week's episode of your journey, or maybe you'd like to do what I like to do sometimes, just for the fun of it, to simply let my own highest good take me where it will. It is always an adventure, because sometimes, of course, my own highest good comes disguised in a disappointment or a failure, something not turning out the way I had planned. And then, boom, the disguise falls away and the naked true gift reveals itself in all its glory. And I can only laugh. Okie dokie, we have been talking about back to basics. In fact, we've been going in depth into positive intent, gifts from your weight struggle. I do love to talk about this because it is such a surprise to so many. And the kind of surprise that the more you think about it, the more true it clearly is. We also talked about the value of community, of reaching out. And community can be, by the way, a community of one person, one trusted friend, one friend you invite into trust. It could also be a small group. It could also be the whole Yahoo group, the Spark People team, any way you like it. Now, I just want to take a pause for a moment at this point in your progress. And yes, you are making progress, even if you don't know it yet. Because you know I can hear that inner voice of yours. You know, the one that says, I'm not making any progress. I'm just a failure. I can't do this. Yes, I too hear that voice. And whenever I do, I always like to hear it as if it were a munchkin in the Wizard of Oz. You know, You'll never succeed. Because of all the wonderful things she'd... Oh, wait a minute. It's supposed to be negative. You just never know when it's gonna burst into joyous song and present you with a sparkling pair of red shoes. Oh yes, and back to the point. The point is that I want to take a pause because often at this point in the program, the little inner voice comes up with some doubt. Yes, doubt. Serious doubt. Doubt that can be interpreted as a limiting belief. A belief that's been holding you back. And as it happens, it's actually time to take a pause for our break. And when we come back, we'll go into all of the juicy details. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and you're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. We'll be right back. Hi, Renee here. If you've struggled with your weight and no matter what you do, nothing seems to stick, it may be that a past trauma is keeping you stuck. Trauma from physical, sexual, or emotional abuse, or any event that overwhelmed your ability to deal with it, must be released first before almost any other work will take hold. At long last, I've created an audio program to completely release trauma from your life, quickly, effectively, and most importantly, gently. If you're ready to finally be free, go to reneemethod.com. That's reneemethod.com. I'm looking forward to your transformation. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about munchkins and ruby slippers. Oh, wait a minute. We were talking about limiting beliefs, and one in particular that I want to address now, right off the bat, because it's always there, if it's going to be there. In other words, it's always there pretty early on in your journey, and it'll let you go a ways, but if you don't address it, it's going to come back and give you another chance to release it, to transform it into an empowering belief. Because, of course, we prefer empowering beliefs to limiting beliefs. They make things so much easier. So what is this dastardly belief, limiting belief version? And this is the doubting one, the one that says, can I change? It's not possible for me to change. Why is it not possible? Because I've never changed before. Sure, I've lost weight, but I've always gained it back and more, so therefore I'll never be able to lose weight. No matter what I do, no matter how much effort I put in, I always gain the weight again. Or some version thereof. As you can imagine, this can be a real thrill kill of a belief. Because if you don't think it's possible for you, then you're probably not even going to give it a try, huh? And if you don't give it a try, I can guarantee you that it won't happen. Because if you want to continue to get the results that you've been getting, all you have to do is to continue to do what you've been doing. If you want to change the results that you're getting, you must change what you've been doing. And if you don't think that it's possible, then motivation is likely to not be high. We don't like that. That's the territory where desperation and despair settle in. And then the next thing you know, the next detox, cleanse, grapefruit, and sauerkraut diet you come across, you jump in only to fall head first into the chocolate cake 12 hours later, or whatever the time frame may be. So let's break this one down, the belief that it's not possible for me. There are different levels of this. And as you may recall from the prior series on limiting beliefs, One of the ways that we start to change a belief is we start to question it. So we want to start asking some questions. Is it possible for anyone to lose weight, to lose even a lot of weight? Is it possible for anyone who's been overweight for a long time to lose weight and keep it off? It's a good question to ask. And admittedly, not a lot of people have done it. Yet, some people have. The National Weight Control Registry tells us that. And if you aren't familiar with this, it's a registry that is populated by people who have lost a significant amount of weight and kept it off for at least a year, or maybe it's 2 years. And they update periodically on what their behaviors and habits are. So we know, because there are a whole bunch of people in this database, or shall I say, a whole bunch of data on a whole bunch of people in this database that tells us that, in fact, it is possible to lose weight for the long term, as in the rest of your life. And then, of course, there's me. Oh, yes, me. Well, it's been over 20 years now since I lost my weight, and I'm still slim. People can't believe that I ever used to be a little chubby, but it's true. So you got to admit that it's possible for some people. It is possible. In the abstract, it's possible to lose weight for good. A lot of weight, a little weight, doesn't matter. It's been done before. It can be done again. So now we get to, is it possible for you to lose weight for good? You know, it's funny. I posted this question on my Facebook page to see what people thought about if it's possible to change for good, as in to change permanently. And I got some very interesting responses, a range of responses, as a matter of fact, from only when something dramatic or traumatic occurs, and if it does happen, it's very, very slow, to, oh gosh, changing for good sounds too final for me. I like the idea that we're all constantly changing and evolving. One listener writes, I believe it. I've made major changes in my eating habits and attitude toward food. I still have little slips back occasionally, but I self-correct thanks to techniques learned from your podcast. Before, I didn't know about self-correcting, so little slips would turn into avalanches. Another listener writes, well, sure, we can change if we choose to or believe that we're changing. And I like that. I really agree with that one, as a matter of fact. So ask yourself that question. Is it possible for me to release weight, to drop weight for the rest of my life? What kind of response do you get? Does it seem daunting, difficult, or easy? Of course, just a matter of changing my habits, becoming aligned. Notice how you respond. And I bet your response, positive or negative, is consistent with the results that you've been getting. Now, that's just a guess. But if you don't believe it's possible for you, it's likely that you haven't been getting great results. So I invite you to think about this. Is there any other area of your life where you have made significant changes, where you have evolved? You used to be one way and now you are different. You used to struggle in some area and now what used to be a struggle is easy or reasonable for you. For example, I've had clients who've quit smoking and they say, well, I never thought I could quit smoking. I tried and tried and then finally I actually did it. You know that the statistics and the research show us that for smokers, the more times that they try and fail to quit smoking, the more likely they are to be successful the next time that they make an attempt. Why is that? Because we learn more and more about what doesn't work from each successive attempt and more about what does. We get hints, we get glimmers about what does work for us. We're building the old database. So the next thing that happens that comes up for people is they'll say, well, I can't lose weight because it's in my genes. My mother's fat, my father's fat, and my dog is fat. Even I once had a goldfish and that became fat too. Did I tell you about my client who used to, we had phone sessions and she had two cats. One was obese and one was anorexic. And they would sit with her during the sessions. They'd come in and out of her room, but they'd generally be somewhere around or nearby. And over the course of our work together, this client lost, I don't know, 40 or 50 pounds. And her cats, one of them, the anorexic one, started eating and the obese one started eating less. And so they started to balance out. I thought it was so funny. Even cats can change. So let's think about it. All genetic theory these days is telling us that while we may have the genetic marker, that gene can be either turned on or turned off. Well, I'll tell you how genes can be turned on or turned off, and this is backed by no research whatsoever, apart from my research in my work with clients over 10 years. Change your beliefs. Well, actually, I take that back. There's a whole body of research on the placebo effect, which has been universally reviled by researchers because they figure it confounds results. You can't tell what's going on because it might be a placebo effect. Well, the existence of the placebo effect tells us that beliefs do cause people to heal, because when someone takes a placebo, in other words, a sugar pill or some kind of inert substance, a shot of saline solution or whatever it might be, instead of what is thought to be the active substance, the drug, and they get better anyway. Why do they get better? Because they believe that they will, but they still get better. So I'm thinking, well, gosh, I'd rather have the placebo than the actual drug with the side effects. Placebos don't have nasty side effects generally, unless people believe they do. Give me the placebo any day. Well, what is a placebo? It's a belief, a firmly held belief. So as a matter of fact, there's plenty of evidence to support the fact that placebos work and are real. If placebos work, belief works. Placebos are belief. If you believe you can change, you can. The problem has been that people, listeners, clients, people who struggle with their weight will say, well, I've tried so many things and I've put everything I have into it. I really invest. I just give it my all. And then I fail time and time again. How can I fail so many times and it still be possible for me? So let's imagine that you have a bicycle and that bicycle is given to you upside down. In other words, the handlebars and the seat are touching the ground and the wheels are up in the air spinning. And someone tells you, well, the way this bicycle works, it'll take you anywhere you want to go. You just have to turn the pedals round and round. And so you do that. You turn the pedals round and round and round, and the wheels go faster and faster, taking you precisely nowhere. And you try harder and harder. You pedal ever faster and faster. Maybe you bang the bicycle, you tinker with it, you oil the chain, you try out the brakes, you paint it a different color. And still, no matter what you do, it takes you precisely nowhere. And you say, it's just not possible for me to ride a bike. I can't do it. And this bike, by the way, is a piece of crapola. And you could continue with this. You could put the bike in your garage and it's upside down. And you could try it a lot at first. And then 6 months later, hope springs eternal. You're like, man, I really need to go somewhere. And it'd be so much faster on my bicycle. If it only it would work. Let me try again. And you try again. And it still doesn't work. And someone says, you know, orange bicycles, they're the ones that really work. So you paint it orange and still hoping that it'll take you somewhere, and it doesn't. And then you say, well, you know, I think that I need to put a different chain on it or different pedals. I have these regular pedals. Maybe if I have the ones with the toe cages, or I have the clip-on pedals, that'll do it for me. And still, no matter how much effort, how much money you invest, it takes you nowhere. And eventually you just stop trying. You give up. It gets dusty. It sits there. And then one day someone says to you, they stop by, they're walking by maybe, and they see your bicycle and they say, hey, that's a nice bicycle. How does it ride? And you say, well, I wish I knew. It just won't take me anywhere. And they say, really? Can I try? And you say, sure, it's not any use to me. So they pick it up. They turn it upside down. They put the wheels on the ground, start pedaling, and away they go. Hopefully they come back so that you can then try it yourself. And you get on, you're like, oh my God, I never knew. And in fact, a little pedaling takes you a long way. Maybe it takes a little while for you to learn to balance on the bicycle. We all know that's perfectly normal. But eventually you'll get it. You'll learn to balance and you'll be gliding all over the place in no time flat. So it's like that. Even if you have never succeeded for the rest of your life, and you probably have not yet if you're listening to this podcast, Maybe you just got the bicycle upside down. You're starting with the behaviors when really you got to start with the motivation, the causes. So we turn the bicycle upside down. You get on, you experiment a few times, and before you know it, you're off you go. Oh my goodness, we're out of time. It happens every episode, like clockwork. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Again, you can get back episodes to this podcast at personallifemedia.com/IOWL for Inside Out Weight Loss. And also, please friend me on Facebook. I love to see your picture, your smiling face, or your silly face, or whatever your pic may be. You can find me by searching for Renee at personallifemedia.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens. Oh, R-E-N-E-E. And I'm on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.